Put on your digital hard hats because it's time to explore crypto mining. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The world leader in Bitcoin mining used to be China. But last summer, the Chinese government banned the entire industry. So at the moment, the world leader in mining is us. More than a third of global Bitcoin is mined in the United States, with companies in places like Texas and Georgia. But one reason China wanted those miners out? They use a huge amount of energy. In the U.S., Bitcoin mining consumes more electricity annually than Washington State. Over the next few weeks, we're looking at the impact of this industry on climate change and our power grid. But to start, what exactly is crypto mining, and why is it so energy intensive? Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
There are no hard hats or soot or canaries involved in Bitcoin mining, at least non-metaphorical ones. But it does kind of sound like you're boring through the center of the earth. That's almost 100 rigs, basically hot-rodded computers, mining Bitcoin in a retrofitted shipping container in Omaha, Nebraska. The sound you hear actually isn't coming from the rigs themselves. It's what's keeping them from melting.
Just a bunch of industrial fans that kick on and kick off.
Edward Weniger rents out this facility to miners and does some of his own mining. It runs up a hefty utility bill.
We pay in the neighborhood of about $8,000 a month.
So what exactly are those things doing? Well, to answer that, you kind of have to know how a Bitcoin transaction works.
You want to pay me a Bitcoin for tutoring services rendered.
Robert Farokhnia is a professor at Columbia's Business and Engineering Schools. He's agreed to a tutoring session for the price of one hypothetical Bitcoin, worth about $40,000 right now. If I Venmoed or Zelled him the money, some financial institution somewhere would check to make sure I actually had 40 grand in my account. But Bitcoin doesn't do banks. The whole point is to avoid a centralized financial authority. So how does Professor Farokhnia know I'm not writing a bad check? Enter the miners who have a job to do.
Look at all your prior transactions since the first day you became a member of Bitcoin network to ensure that you indeed have at least one Bitcoin you could use to pay for my services.
The Bitcoin ledger, which can exist on your computer or mine or anyone's, is the blockchain. Picture about 700,000 stone tablets, the blocks, all lined up together with every transaction in the history of Bitcoin chiseled into them. Unalterable, irreversible. Miners leaf through the blockchain ledger, and if they say, yeah, Matt can cover this.
This transaction goes into a holding area called a meme pool.
That's basically the Bitcoin DMV. Thousands of pending transactions, about 3 per second from all over the world, sit and wait for their number to be called.
Now serving G076 at window number 17.
We're waiting on someone like Edward Weniger in Nebraska to call our number, along with about 2,000 other transactions sitting patiently with it. He starts chiseling our transaction on his own block, but
it's very much possible that multiple miners are going to select your transaction amongst others and put it in a block.
Miners all over the world, from Kazakhstan to Georgia, want to add their block to the blockchain. And there can only be one. So which miner wins?
In Bitcoin protocol, the miners are required to solve a mathematical puzzle that in essence is a search for a number.
This puzzle is generated by the crypto software, and it's really more like a lottery. Maybe the easiest way to understand it.
Imagine a slot machine, but as opposed to having 3 bars, it actually has 64 bars. So you can already imagine how low the probability of success is.
For any one pull of that slot machine arm, miners have about a 1 in 27 trillion chance of hitting the jackpot. Odds are literally better you'll be struck by lightning. And what is the jackpot exactly? The incentive for doing all of this in the first place? Currently, it's 6.25 Bitcoins, which is right now worth about $250,000. This is mostly how Bitcoin miners make their money. The winning miner's tablet gets added to the blockchain, and Professor Farokhnia can spend his hypothetical Bitcoin. This happens once every 10 minutes or so. I know it sounds elaborate, but there's a reason it's done this way.
Proof of work. I need to ensure that you have done the work verification correctly by imposing on you a task difficult enough to require electricity and resources and time and so on.
Proof of work is basically the theory that Edward Winninger in Nebraska wouldn't go through all this hassle if he was a big fraud. The original idea was miners would really just be nerds on a laptop with some spare time, one slot machine per miner.
But it turned out that all people realized, hey, Matt, you have two. I have another five at home. If you combine resources, you have seven, and then you have a higher chance of winning.
And as the Bitcoin jackpot soared, multinational mining companies started developing more powerful rigs and pooling thousands of them together. This is what concerns Eric Franklin, a professor who researches climate change at the University of Hawaii.
If you've got a high-end rig, you can basically have the same level of energy demand in a single day that I would have to run my three-bedroom house in Hawaii.
Bitcoin evangelists argue that you can easily run the rigs off renewable energy sources. Plus, they say it's not like mainstream banking is carbon neutral. But Franklin says even now, cryptocurrencies are using more energy than whole countries.
Don't look at where it is today, but look at the trend. 10 years ago, that impact was zero. And now we've basically all of a sudden added another country at that scale, Poland.
Ethereum and other crypto platforms are experimenting with mining methods that are less energy intensive. But so far, the Bitcoin model is the dominant one.
Marketplace's Matt Levin. We'll have more from Matt's story and our series on crypto mining on our website, marketplacetech.org. And if you want to get a sense of the global nature of crypto mining, we'll link to an interactive map from the University of Cambridge highlighting reported crypto mining activity across the world from August 2019 to July of 2021. Meanwhile, the European Union recently made a notable change to a proposed bill on crypto regulation. Lawmakers decided to remove a proposal that would have banned cryptocurrencies that rely on that mining verification process and potentially would have banned crypto mining entirely in Europe. And as we continue to monitor the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia, Bloomberg has a story on how Russia could turn to crypto mining in an attempt to limit the impact of economic sanctions. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.